Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, though, High School Friday night, and the coach, John Quintero, joins us. Our Lolita's High School Report, brought to you by Lolita's Great Mexican Food, serving San Diego's best Mexican. Since 1984, there are seven locations in town. Lolita's Mexican Food. And here he is, the coach, John Quintero, getting ready to call another High School Friday night football game. Hi, Coach. How are you?
Hey, doing well, gentlemen. Out here at Kearney High, getting ready for a battle between University City, the Centurions, taking on the Kearney Comets. The JV game starting to wind down. We're going to be on the radio.com app tonight at 6:30, and looking forward to being out here. Never done a game from Kearney High in all the years I've been calling ball games, which is back to, you know, into the early 90s. So really excited about being out here tonight, and they should have a pretty good crowd. You can hear it in the background. This is only the JV game, and people are getting fired up.
You know, I heard a rumor, Coach, that the refs who worked your game last week, the Grossmont game, football game, worked the Tennessee-Jacksonville game last night because there was all those penalties. Did you hear anything about that?
Well, I certainly watched that game. There were 15 penalties in the first half last night of that ball game. They weren't all accepted, but it's still 15 penalties. But you go back a few weeks ago when we were out of Grossmont, they called 35 penalties between the two teams that night, and we were there for
35.
About a week and a half, I think. Yeah, 35 penalties were called that night. I needed meal money to carry me over into Saturday calling that game.
Coach, give us a breakdown of the stars that will be in the game tonight in this football game.
Well, you know, I'll be honest with you. The one big star is a University City, a guy that's got a real track record, a guy by the name of Gunner Gray. Coming into this year, Anthony, he'd put up over 6,000 yards through the air. And, you know, that's probably the key in this ballgame tonight for Kearney. Kearney might have a little bit deeper team, and I think they've got a little bit more of an experienced team coming into tonight, even though both these teams are off to fairly slow starts. Kearney a year ago went 11-2, and they got to the Division IV title game, and they ended up getting beat. And even last year, University City got off to a slow start, but they made a real good run. They ended up winning their league last year. So both these teams, for the most part, are kind of rebuilding a little bit. But the quarterback, Gunner Gray, is really kind of the guy. And he's one of the top quarterbacks around San Diego this year. So I think it's going to be important for Kearney. They got to be able to put some hits on him and don't allow him a lot of time to throw the football tonight. Because if they do, it could be a long night for the Comets on their home field. And by the way, they've got a brand new stadium out here. It's, I think, been here for a year or so, but absolutely fantastic. They've got AstroTurf. They got a tartan surface to run track meets, great stands, a great press box, a great area where people and the students can mingle around and visit. Just a really cool facility out here.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I love the fact that 97.3 The Fan, you know, we've done these high school games, and Tony and I are going to start once the baseball season's over, going back out on Fridays and doing our shows.
I think our first game is at Torrey.
I think we're going to go back to your old stomping grounds, Coach, Torrey Pines, in a couple weeks. So I love it. And if you are a San Diego sports fan, you need to tune in. Radio.com app tonight for the high school football contest between Kearney and University City. All right, Coach John Quintero each and every week gives us our high school athletes of the week.
All righty, gentlemen. This week on the female side, it's a young sophomore cross-country runner from La Costa Canyon by the name of Kyra Compton. Last weekend, she clocked a time of 18 minutes, 40 and 9-10 seconds. As the Maverick,
I heard that she was running so fast because she was running away from Scraby.
That
did you hear that?
May be the case.
La Costa Canyon thing, I think she Scraby was chasing her.
Well, hey, you know,
always
what?
With
whatever
that joke.
He must have been chasing the other two as well because they finished 1, 2, and 3 in the Laguna Hills Invitational. And check this out. They ended up winning the Laguna Hills Invitational. They beat Woodbridge out of Irvine for the team title. So congratulations to Kyra Compton. Of course, it's early in the year, and I'm sure she's going to, her and her teammates are going to have a big season up there at La Costa Canyon. Now, on the boys' side, you were talking about Grossmont High School, and this guy, when we did their game a few weeks back against Modern Day Catholic, had a huge night, but he had a career night last Friday night. Robert Tucker, who's only a junior right now, he put up 462 all-purpose yards. Last week, he had 275 yards on the ground on 20 carries and 3 touchdowns. He also caught passes for 116 yards and 3 more scores on 6 receptions. And then he had 2 returns for 71 yards. So he totaled 462 all-purpose yards last Friday night. So Robert Tucker from Grossmont, the male student athlete of the week for Lolitas. And I was told he slept in on Saturday morning.
472 yards.
I'd have slept in after that much work, too.
My goodness. Coach, fantastic. Have a great call tonight. Enjoy the game. You and Braden Suprenant do a great job. And we look forward to being with you guys in a couple weeks when we start doing our Friday afternoon shows from the local high schools around town. It's one of my favorite things to do each and every year.
Hey, I'll tell you guys, as I get out of here, let's get those Padres 3 victories, because when I come on the air on Monday, I want to talk about a sweep of the Arizona Diamondbacks at 12 o'clock Monday.
Good luck with that. Thanks, Coach. Coach John Quintero.
All right, boy.
All right, there he is, Coach John Quintero. Of course, you can hear him noon to 3 prior to Gwynn and Chris each and every weekday here on 97.3 The Fan. We've got Kirby Yates coming up around the corner here in just a little bit. The Major League Baseball's leader in saves. And our high school report tonight brought to you again by our great friends at Lolita's Mexican Food, serving San Diego's best Mexican food since 1984. 7 locations in town. That's Lolita's Mexican Food.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.